This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Eye on Houston. My name is George from 100.3 The Bull and The Morning Bull Show. And it's time to talk about something that's kind of unique, I think, to Houston. I know last year, David, when I had you guys in for the first time I'd heard about it. But we want to talk about Val 22 and the hike that is coming up. There are a lot of walks. There are a lot of runs. But this is a little bit different. We'll start with Val 22 and what that is, and then we'll tell people about the hike and how they can get signed up.
Yes, sir. So Val 22, we're a nonprofit out of Missouri County. We help our veterans in the prevention of veteran suicide. It's an epidemic going across our country. 22 veterans a day are committing suicide. So we're here to help prevent the suicide in our communities by the outreach of counseling for the veterans, spouses, and their children, and Val 22 pays 100% of that cost.
David, you're a former Marine, right?
Yes, sir.
How did you get involved with Val 22 there in Brazoria County?
So we just started off the push-up challenge from about 5 years ago on the internet, and from there we started a walk. People want to come out. 150 people showed up. Now we're on year five. Last year we had over 1,000 people show up to our hike, and this year we're looking for more.
And because Marines can't ever call anything what it is, they've called it a hike now instead of a walk, which I like, by the way. I like that you do that. Josh is here with us, too. Josh is one of the board of directors, Josh Baker. Josh, how did you get involved with Val 22 and this hike?
So roughly 3 years ago, 4 years ago now, I came along on the second hike and just participated in it. And then then after that, it just grew, and my involvement, once I saw that my mom actually tagged me in the Facebook post, and I went on the hike, and just got more and more involved and started hanging out with them more whenever it was really small, and it really grew organically to what it's become today.
How long were you in the Marines?
I was in the Marine Corps for 5 years, from 2006 to 2011.
Thank you for your service, first of all.
Thank you.
That first hike that you went on for Val 22, what did you think when you went there? What was that like?
So that was, after I got out, I really didn't have the community that I was looking for, that I had for all those years. And so that was really my first experience with a veteran organization after I got out. And it was just, there wasn't a lot of pressure, and it was just, you're able to talk about what you want to talk about while you're out on this hike. And that's the main thing is to talk to other veterans. And I'd seen people that I was going into the Marine Corps with that I didn't see through that whole time. And then once we got out, we were at this hike together. So it was really, really cool.
I think that's one of the important things sometimes that we overlook is that after coming out of the military, you lose that sense of community that you have when you're, stationed with guys and you're in the barracks together,
right?
And you're always out on patrol. Yeah, I mean, whatever you're doing, you're all together. And then all of a sudden to be away from that. Did you find that kind of community again?
Yes, of course. And now I'm really close to a lot of people in this organization, and our families are interconnected, and it's become a family to a lot of us within this organization. Our kids know each other, our kids play together, and it's something that's really special to a lot of us now.
Okay, on the board of directors now, Josh Baker, David Vincent is here too. David, that to me tells people how persuasive you all are.
Yeah.
Josh comes out to go on the walk, and now all of a sudden you got him working there. But same kind of thing, the same stories that we heard last year when we talked about this, and that is the low pressure, talk about what you want to, come and find your place in this Val 22 hike that you all do.
Yes, sir. The hike is an opportunity to meet other people. Meet people you never may have met before. You leave with a new name, a new phone number, somebody that you can connect with. You're up late at night, suicidal thoughts may come and go, but you have somebody you can reach out to and talk to that's here locally. They can come over and talk with you, be on the phone with you all night long. And that's the whole purpose of this hike, is to make those connections in your community. That way you don't feel alone anymore. Because when you get out of the military, all your friends and buddies from your unit now go to the WINS. They're across the country in a different unit. They've gotten out. We want to be your now hometown unit. We want to be the people you can rely on, that if you have those thoughts, if you have problems, you have somebody to reach out to that's local.
You've grown from 150 people to over 1,000 last year, hopefully even bigger this year. Tell folks when the hike is and how they can get signed up for that.
So this year it's a little special. It's on Leap Day. It's on February 29th. It starts at 8 a.m. till 1 p.m. McLean Park in Lake Jackson, Texas. Dash right down 288. The hike, we step off about 9:30. We're going to have probably 25 resource booths that are veteran-owned and operated that come from the VA to businesses to anything to help veterans. They get those resources they need in our community. So it's a good time. We're going to have bounce houses for the kids. So if you don't want to go on the hike, you can stay back and enjoy the band. You can enjoy everything that's going on. We're going to have food trucks. It's going to be a good time. And it's our annual fundraiser for Val 22 also.
We also have a large...
Hang on one second, Josh. Get a little bit closer there to the mic. I want to make sure people
also
can hear this.
Another one of our events out there is our live and silent auction. And that's how we our big fundraiser. And so if we're always looking for businesses to help us as well with that area.
There's somebody listening this morning, Josh, and they want to help. They want to make a donation. They want to step up. How do they do that? Is there a number they can call? Can they email somebody?
So we have our info at val22.org, and that will go straight to our vice president. And so somebody will definitely see that. And we always encourage businesses to reach out to us that, mm-hmm. that are passionate about this mission as well.
Talking about the hike that is coming up in Lake Jackson, the organization is Val 22. And David, talk to me about what you all have discovered. This is the fifth annual that you all have been doing this. Any idea that it was going to get this big?
No, sir. We didn't think it was going to get this big. It was just something that we thought of doing, a little walk through the city of Lake Jackson. What we find out is during this hike, people come out of their shells. They come out of their holes. They come out and hang out. Their wives, husbands of the veterans come out and talk to us. Because of last year's hike and of last year's fundraising, we got to over 200 veterans, spouses, and children got the counseling for free. Mm-hmm. 200 counseling sessions. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of veterans. It's a lot of lives saved. So that's kind of what we're learning from each year of the hike, is we're getting the word out. There's help available. The VA is great. You can get your help there. But in between
Absolutely.
The VA,
right.
Let us help you get those counseling sessions you need now. And that's what we're getting from these hikes.
And I think that's what Josh was saying earlier, too. These businesses, you know, sometimes you think, okay, I've made a donation. What really happens? That kind of stuff. But when you know that you can make a donation and it goes out and it helps neighbors down the street, it helps these people right there in your community of Brazoria County. I mean, what else could you ask for as a way to reach out and kind of help there? Also, I learned just before we came on the air, can I talk about the fact, Josh, that you're a drone pilot, right?
I am.
And you teach that, right?
I teach. I teach how to map and model with drones.
Is that right?
That's correct.
I would think that would be a business that would be booming here in the Texas area, right?
It's definitely always growing, and it's a fun and emerging industry.
Yeah. Sounds like a lot of fun. And if they want to get in touch with you, we're going to give you a little shout out here.
So my business is Texas Drone Imagery.
Uh-huh.
And I provide video and production services as well as teaching through Drone U.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to get you out to some of the Bull events.
Definitely.
And get you to do some photography for us. David, you talked about something just a few minutes ago that I wanted to circle back around to, and that is not only the veterans, but the families. Last year, we had your wife in and some folks with you that were talking about how the families are impacted. And I think that's something we don't want to overlook in this.
So if you think about it, the invasion in Afghanistan and Iraq were 2002 and 2003. So if you had children during that time, those are now young adults, 17 and 18 year old young adults. So our wives, our husbands, our children are impacted by us coming back, us being different, us seeing a different way in life, and dealing with our long deployments, being gone a long time. So we want to take care of the spouse and the children of our veterans, because we believe, as Vow 22, that the family is the most important thing, you know, in America. You got to take care of the family first for everything else to fall in line. If you get a divorce, if the wife leaves, the kids leave, you start drinking, drugs, and everything just falls apart. You lose your job. What's left? The veteran thinks there's nothing left to him. It goes to suicide. So if we can get all that back to the very root of it, take care of the family first, we can cut out a lot of that suicide in our community.
Val22.org is where you can find all of the information. And if you need services, if you need to reach out to somebody, that's the way you can do that. But we would encourage you to come out February 29th, leap year day, is when the hike is in Lake Jackson in Brazoria County. And they can sign up, David, on val22.org.
Yeah, so they can sign up, but there is no real registration for a hike. It's just show up and have a good time.
Okay.
So it's free for all. We're always a family-friendly organization. Bring your kids. Bring your friendly dogs. If you have service dogs, bring them out to the hike. It is open to everybody, because we want the families to always be involved with our veterans and what we do.
Okay. And Josh, you said that your mom got you involved in this, kind of tagged you early on there. And that's what I love to hear, is like David was talking about, the families reaching out to help.
That's, I mean, my mom's always been my biggest supporter. She was part of military moms and wives back whenever I was in, and sending care packages to deploy troops. And as I got out, she saw that, you know, I was having issues, that mm-hmm. that I was having troubles, and I've always been open about those. And so that's what is very beneficial about this, is because it gives me that outlet to talk about it, and, mm-hmm. and it gives me that person to talk to. And so if I'm talking to somebody else, then that's also opening them up as well. So
okay. Bring it out of the shadows a little bit. Let's talk about this. Gentlemen, always good to see you. We the last couple of years, we've had a chance to talk about this. It is a passion project for us here at Intercom Radio to make sure this succeeds. And we can't wait to see how well it goes this year. David, thanks for coming in. Good to see you.
Thanks, sir.
Josh, appreciate it, man.
Thanks for having us.
And you got to be careful with this guy. They'll get you roped into being on the board of directors and stuff before you know it. So thank you again. If you want to know more, again, it's val22.org is where you'll find the information. The hike is open to all, as you heard him say, families, children, service dogs, all that kind of stuff. It's in Lake Jackson, February 29th, and we'd love it if you could show up there and do some support. This is Eye on Houston here on Intercom Radio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.